Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Relationships Over Rules. And I want to say this carefully because it's often misunderstood. Rules matter. Structure matters. Consistency matters. But rules without relationships don't create healthy classrooms. They create compliance. And compliance is not the same thing as connection. Today, I want to talk about why relationships have to come before rules, not instead of them, and how strong relationships actually strengthen expectations, accountability, and learning. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for colorful paper. It seems like a small thing, but it brings energy, creativity, and a sense of joy into the classroom. Sometimes those little touches, they matter more than we realize. Now, the second thing that I'm thankful for is my youngest son, who's excited about a book series and just finished the first book in a book series, the Harry Potter series. And he's in fourth grade and he's excited that he finished the first book and he's moving on to the second book in the book series. Watching that excitement, the perseverance and love for reading grow, it's pretty exciting, y'all. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for globes and what they I love a good globe. I know it kind of seems random, right? But as a globe, the practical use of a globe showing when I'm using it to teach in the classroom, but then what it symbolizes too, and how I can use it for teachable moments also. And so I just love a good globe. I have several globes in my classroom. Some they're a little bit smaller globes. I've had bigger globes, smaller globes. It seems silly, right? Like globes? Yes, I love a good globe. All right. So the main topic, y'all, is relationships over rules. That's what we are going to be focusing on here. Rules. Let's get into it. Rules. They can control behavior. However, relationships shape behavior. Rules can tell students what not to do. Relationships, they teach students why it matters. In classrooms that rely on rules, students often comply when the teacher is watching and disconnect when they're not. But when relationships are strong, y'all, students care about the impact of their choices. They want to maintain trust. They are more open to feedback. Rules create boundaries. Relationships, they give those boundaries meaning, y'all. They do. So let me take you into a familiar moment. A rule is broken. Nothing extreme, just enough to interrupt learning. Now, you could respond by citing the rule, issuing a consequence, and moving on quickly. And sometimes that's necessary. But other times, the more effective response is relational. You pull that student aside and say, hey, what's going on today? Or that question can sometimes shift the moment, because now the student isn't just being managed, they're being seen. And often behavior changes not because of the rule, but because of the relationship. See, students, they test rules before they trust adults. They test rules way before they trust adults. And this is important because many students, they ask questions like, are you consistent? Will you embarrass me? Do you still care if I mess up? They're not coming right out and saying that, but it's kind of built into their internal dialogue and their internal subconscious even. And that's what that we have to remember, that many students test rules before they trust relationships. And when rule testing is often trust testing. When teachers, when they respond with calm consistency and care, students learn that, hey, this is a safe place. And that's when learning, it deepens, y'all. That's when learning deepens. Relationships don't mean no accountability. Let's clear this up. Relationships over rules does not mean no expectations, no boundaries, no consequences. Relationships over rules. I love that. Relationships over rules. I write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. Relationships over rules. What that means is it means accountability is delivered with dignity. It means correcting privately when possible, explaining the why behind expectations. It means separating behavior from identity, not attacking students and their identity. It means repairing after conflict. Students are far more willing to accept correction from adults they trust. And that's not soft. That's effective, y'all. So let me take you into another moment here. A student has a rough day. That student says something they shouldn't, and that student crosses the line, and you address it, but the moment isn't over yet. Later, you circle back to it, and you say something like, hey, earlier was tough, but you matter here, and tomorrow's a fresh start. See, that moment does not, it does more than any rule ever could. It teaches a student that mistakes don't define them. It teaches, it can teach that relationships don't disappear after conflict. And it teaches that accountability and care, they can coexist. Accountability and care, they can exist in the same space. And that is how trust is built. And relationships, they can save time. Here's the irony. Teachers, they sometimes worry that focusing on relationships will take time away from instruction. But strong relationships, they reduce repeated behavior issues. They minimize power struggles. They increase student buy-in and can create smoother transitions. In the long run, relationships, they save time, because you're not constantly managing behavior, you're teaching. So let's talk about what relationships look like in practice. I want to make this practical. I really want to make this practical for y'all. Relationships are built through learning students' names and learning students' stories, because each of our students have a story. Relationships are built through noticing effort, not just mistakes. Relationships are built through checking in after tough moments with students and following through consistently. Relationships are built through laughing with students. I love laughing, and that can build relationships by laughing with students, not at students, but with students. Relationships are built through repairing when things go wrong. See, none of this requires perfection. There's no such thing as perfection. So we have to get that out of our head that we have to be a perfect teacher for our students, because there's no such thing as a perfect teacher. And so none of this requires perfection. It requires presence. And as I do a reflective close here, I have to say that rules tell students what's expected. Relationships tell students they matter. And when students know they matter, they're more willing to listen, more willing to try, and more willing to grow. The strongest classrooms aren't rule heavy. They're relationship rich. Relationship rich, y'all, are those strongest classrooms out there. Because when relationships come first, rules make sense. Y'all, relationships over rules. Every time. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah.